it was harder to sync up last time because we didn't do anything like that.
Oh.
And I just had to kind of find like where we were.
I didn't know if it was like one of those weird things that you were testing. Like if you, if I need to know if you're like a 1-2 or if you're a 1-2-3 clap person, I didn't know if that was like one of those. I don't know.
Yeah. It's just discovering things about each other. I'm normally a 1-2-3 and then clap.
That's like what
on
I'm
4.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just happy that I have more facial hair this week because last week I had just shaved and I felt very uncomfortable on my cheeks.
I had to cancel my barbershop.
Why?
Yesterday. Just got life.
Who's your barbershop?
Saints and Sailors.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
Yeah, as much as I like to talk, my barber doesn't. Like, he doesn't talk at all.
So how does that go? Do you talk?
I love it.
Yeah?
Because I have fallen asleep in the chair. And then even though I don't have anything to shave.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
He still, like, does my cheeks and my neck and everything.
Like, evens it out?
Yeah, but you, like, he puts this towel on your face and you go to sleep.
Whoa.
Well, you may not go to sleep, but it's like relaxing.
Sure.
Like, it's great.
I want to do it because there's nothing left up here.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I mean, there's stuff there. I could do the double mohawk like we were talking about earlier. Dude,
it's the greatest thing. Like, I didn't know you were bald, by the way.
No.
I didn't know.
Balding.
I'm sorry.
Receding.
Okay.
I'm not offended. Okay. I'm not triggered by your lack of knowledge of my balding.
Well, I marked myself safe. So.
Mark yourself safe from my cul-de-sac. I'm so okay with that.
So life's good.
Life's great.
Awesome.
Yeah. So and for you? Hey, we have coffee this time too.
In Snoopy mugs.
Yeah, Snoopy mugs.
Different holidays.
Uh-huh. Valentine's over there. Obviously, great pumpkin.
Mine is closer. Why Snoopy?
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys Snoopy fans?
Lindsay's a huge Snoopy fan.
Ooh, really?
I'm a big Snoopy fan. Big peanuts in general.
Mm-hmm.
But the old movies really weird me out. The plot line and the pacing and everything is just strange. So
I don't remember any of them.
Yeah. They're odd. Very odd.
But when I was a kid, so like I lived in two different houses
mm-hmm.
because my parents were divorced at
right.
a young age. My mom, who is deaf, there are only two levels of volume in our house, which mm-hmm. was dead silent or full blast. There's no in between. Anyways.
Is that okay for me to laugh at?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I talk about her all the time.
Sure.
Also, it's a podcast. She can't hear it.
You signed? What if you signed the whole time? There you go.
I could. And my wife has suggested it.
Yeah.
Listen, I go down to 8 rabbit trails. Like, let me stay on this one. But I had to, I don't know what it's like to watch TV without closed caption.
Right.
And I love it.
Yeah.
Because now, even at home, I'll turn the TV volume off if we're watching it. We watch very little TV.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know you're a chef? You have a thermometer, a Sharpie, and a pen in your back pocket.
Just in case.
And then at my dad's house, like you were required to read X amount before you could ever turn on a television.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I love to read.
Yeah.
So it worked out really good. But no... I don't know where I was going with that.
Yeah, we've already delved into Snoopy.
Yeah.
We have talked.
Oh, but so I never knew what the Snoopy movie sounded like.
Oh, okay.
I only know what they read like.
Right. How do they read?
Very weird.
So weird.
Closed caption is not what it is today when I was a kid.
Also true. Yeah.
Because they actually had people typing it.
Wow.
So you, the
like
the
in
words,
real time for,
yes.
for live TV? I did not know
yeah.
that.
So the words were a good 10 seconds behind.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like, so you get play-by-play on a game. I know you don't watch a lot of sports, but you get play-by-play on a game and they're like, and he got a touchdown, but the touchdown happened like 30 seconds before.
Yeah, like you already saw it.
Yeah.
So
they just turned the caption off.
Probably not that helpful for sports.
Mm-mm.
You know, I do like sports, right?
Yeah, no, sure.
I like when they're on, and then when they're off, I just don't care. But the Olympics,
I mean,
so excited.
I love the Olympics.
So excited.
And it's the election year, so that means the Olympics are on.
Right.
And the World Cup is in another 2 years. But So
one cool thing and one that's other that's, thing.
I love, if you've never been to a World Cup game, it's like going to NASCAR.
Really?
I would never watch NASCAR on television. I also don't watch golf on television.
I even do though, if I want to fall asleep.
Though, hi, golf client. I like you.
Yeah. I don't have any.
No, I only have one.
Right.
So, and we all know who he is. So, I mean.
I definitely know who he is. Golf.
Yeah. Hey, listen, he makes his money playing a game.
Incredible.
And he's not one of the best, but he's still making over $1 million a year.
Sure.
Playing a game.
Yeah.
Like,
hit and it's ball his job. With a stick.
Now, it's his job. He attacks it like that, but
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
What do you have to talk about? What is your subject? Because I need to know.
I have a question for you, and what I'm going to do in editing is cut straight from that to my question, but let me check these cameras real quick. These fancy cameras we have.
The iPhone 10 and 11. Nice. By the way, there's never any point now with cameras or with phones to ever buy, unless you're like professional, like, don't even buy a camera.
I know. This thing's great.
Yeah. It's like Disney, right?
Yeah.
Don't you pay the extra money to have the memory maker.
That's the picture thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the picture thing. So you can have all your pictures taken by professional photographers. It's uploaded to your phone and everything. And then you have your phone. Like Ashley has, you know, because she takes pictures professionally.
Right.
Like all this equipment, and she never even takes it. She took it for her Instagram wall picture that I took. That I want credit for. However, she set the shot up.
Yeah.
She changed everything.
You,
in
you
the
hit man. Click,
I
right?
I just like, I don't know what I'm doing. All right. I mean, I took like 400 of them, I think. I
right.
just sat there and did it. And she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, one of them will be good.
Yeah. Isn't there a setting where you just hit it once and it takes 400 for you?
I don't know.
You know,
maybe.
There's stuff out there.
What I do with our phone, and I do it for every group picture, especially if kids are involved.
Yeah.
Is I set it on a tripod and I video record it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I wait and go through it until everybody looks good. And then I screenshot it. And that's the
Man,
picture.
That's great.
Yeah. So you're not sitting here like
what
one,
a good
two,
idea.
Get together. Yeah.
Everybody jump at the same time.
Yeah. I'm the guy that's this far off the ground.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is your question?
I've got a couple.
What is your subject?
I've got a couple. Here's one. And we'll just see where it goes. What kind of role does music play in your life?
You know, more now than it ever has.
Really?
Yeah. Well, so my father, who is very scientific,
okay,
was not, arts weren't the biggest thing.
Okay.
Okay. And then... Which is funny because he liked cooking because it was more scientific. He thought it was more scientific than art.
Than art
I think
yeah.
it's more art than anything else.
Very cool that it can be both, by the
yes,
way.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to be both brain.
Yeah.
Like you have to be right and left brain.
Right.
And then when I was a kid, not at all. Like when I was under 10, because that's when I lived with my mom.
Yeah.
Because she's deaf.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a big thing. Like she actually thought that the music out of the radio from like a pop was the devil.
Oh, the
yeah.
actual devil.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think in high school I got into early 90s gangster rap.
Yeah.
So,
there you
like
go.
I love Snoop and you know, all that, but now, especially, you know, especially with Ashley who
mm-hmm.
sings
mm-hmm.
and then Grace, who's super into music, and, you know, like pretty cool. She's going to, they've already like recommended her for advanced chorus.
Yeah.
Apparently
awesome.
It's a big deal in, at the high school she's going to. I'm real weird about telling people where my kids go to school.
No, don't,
so
don't tell me.
Don't. Okay. Well,
I mean, don't tell the podcast.
Yeah, but apparently they've never let freshmen in ever to advanced chorus. They always want them to get a year under that teacher.
Yeah.
But the teacher had come to her eighth grade thing and she's just, and one thing I don't like about parents is when they talk about their kids and how great they are and everything. We're
realistic. So anyway, next thing, I'm just kidding.
We're realistic. Like,
yeah.
If she sucked, I'd be like, you're horrible at this.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. One of our kids wanted to play competitive soccer, and I'm like, you're not that good. Like, no.
Hey,
like,
and real quick, God bless you for that, because I did play competitive soccer and was just not that great. And they also just didn't really let me play. So a lot going on there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to pay like $8,000 a season for him to ride the bench and hang out with his friends. I'll just have everybody over to the house.
Yeah. Is like, it really that much money? There's no way my parents paid that much money.
$8,000 to $11,000. I was on a team
traveling team.
I was on a team that we flew to like different tournaments
and played soccer.
Yeah,
you played soccer.
Yeah.
I played soccer. I like soccer.
I love soccer.
I'm too slow for soccer though.
I wasn't. I really? Am now. I am now.
I definitely am now. I was then though.
Oh, I learned exactly how out of shape I was when I tried to play on a parents versus kids scrimmage on it for an under 10 soccer team.
There you go.
I started fouling kids.
My
kid got next to me and I shirt pulled him to the ground. I'm like, you're done. Like, we're done. Ball's not even close.
Incredible.
But so music wasn't, I like music. I like listening to music. I steer more towards pop radio and things like that. But now with, you know, AV plugs and all that into your car.
Bluetooths.
I drive a car that does not have a Bluetooth. It's more honestly podcast, and you know, I do the illegal thing of turning on YouTube and listening to it in the radio.
Yeah. That's illegal.
Yeah. To have a video as your music.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. I don't, if you turn it down, if you don't watch it.
Yeah.
But, like there's some people I like I like Jason Mraz, you know, but I like the stuff that you don't hear on the radio.
Okay.
Like we went and saw him play at Tennessee Theater.
He's great live.
Him and a guitar and that was it.
Really?
And I was like in. But, and then when I lived in New York, I loved musicals.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite?
Wicked. I really do like Wicked.
Yeah.
And I know it's big and popular, but I actually saw it with original cast.
Okay.
Like, yeah, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Actually, funny story, side story, one I told my wife the other day. I worked at this place in New York City in Chelsea. I worked at a restaurant called Cafeteria.
Okay.
And I was the overnight sous chef. And most of the people that worked from 11 p.m. to 8 a.m. on the floor were all actors and musical people. And they were able to, because they don't get paid a lot if you're not one of the big time people.
Sure.
And they were able to make money overnight and still do their love.
Right.
Well, one of the guys, he was like, dude, I got two extra tickets. Like, you want to come? I was like, yeah, sure. Ask the person that worked in the spot next door. Also, side note about Chelsea, that's really important. Highest concentration of homosexual males per capita, United States.
That's the city, right?
New York. Chelsea. Well, Chelsea is a neighborhood in New York City.
Town. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I asked the girl to go, not a date.
Mm-hmm.
And then just in the middle of it, I'm like, so, you know, are you dating anybody? You know, just making conversation.
Are you seeing anyone?
What's your story? Blah, blah, blah. Right. And she was like, oh yeah, my boyfriend this and blah, blah, blah. What's your boyfriend like? And I was like,
nice.
What? Do you think I'm gay? I'm like, first of all, I'm flattered. That means I look good.
Yeah. No, absolutely. No.
And she's like,
you dress well.
She's like, so you're going to a musical? And I'm like, I like them. Like, no, I'm the only straight person that works next door. Right. Like, anyways, no. So those are big. So it's kind of like a roundabout thing. It wasn't, and now it is.
Yeah.
All that detail to tell you it wasn't, and now it is.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like it. Well, I was going to ask, the follow-up question would be, what do you listen to the most? You mentioned pop radio, which, by the way, as someone who went through a metal phase early in my music playing career and then did a whole jazz program at a university, I love pop radio, which is kind of faux for someone who has done all those other things and, you know.
Well, there's a reason it's popular. It's because people like it.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Yeah, like I also like my 15-second TikTok music.
Yeah.
That I don't dance to.
Right.
But no.
Yeah.
No, but there's like, I just enjoy it. Now, you know, it's just like cooking, mm-hmm. like with food with you. You're like, ooh, I really like something, where I could taste it and tell you different things that are happening in different places.
That's insane to me, because I can do that with music and you can do it with cooking.
Right.
And I get the how and the why.
I can tell you the salting process through a dish, like where they salted what.
Right.
And how they did it.
Right.
And usually what kind.
And salt often, right?
Yeah, and salt in different stages.
Yeah.
Like at every stage of cooking.
Yeah. Oh, man, I just learned so much.
And don't use iodized, ever.
I gotta throw something away later.
It's all right. We have it too.
I don't know what the different kinds are.
Spend an extra $2 on salt.
Okay.
That's really okay. All it is.
Interesting. Actually, our current iteration is not iodized, and the one before that was, and I can't tell you any difference.
Okay.
That's where my palate is. Just full disclosure.
Okay. Yeah. But to me, I can notice them, but you don't think you notice it.
Because I don't know what I'm looking
until for. Until you're like, man, that was really good. That was different. Okay. You know, like.
Umami.
Unami. Sorry, if you're a Friends fan, that's good. But anyways.
I didn't know that was in Friends at all.
Yeah, because he keeps talking about how he's a karate. Ross talks about he's a karate guy.
Okay.
And he keeps going, unani, right?
God.
And Chandler goes, unani, and something about food. This is how much I pay attention to.
Ross is the worst, by the way. He's my least favorite.
He gives scientists a bad name.
I didn't know he was a scientist.
He's a paleontologist.
Paleontologist. Okay.
But he does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways.
Anyway, so salting, music. So you don't really have like a go-to artist. Is it more?
Biggie.
Okay. Yeah.
I will listen to Biggie. I'll listen to the Notorious B.I.G. all day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and especially when I'm cleaning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
that seems like great cleaning music. Yeah. I used to play in a band with a guy around here who was kind of like a hippie jam band mm-hmm. sort of dude, but he also loved that same era of rap, and we would do like Hypnotize. We would do
Did you do it like legit? We or did you do it
pretty much to the track.
Mm.
We would have some like interludes where we would do like guitar playing a little bit.
Yeah.
More than, you know, what you'd hear on a rap album. But other than that, it was like pretty close to note for note.
I would listen to that.
Yeah. He's since gone more acoustic, and there's like fiddle. There's a, you know, stand up like double bass, and then me on drums. So I don't know that the rap thing would fit as well now.
I've heard bluegrass covers of rap songs that are great.
Yeah.
I did work at a lodge in North Carolina that they had a bluegrass band every like Thursday night. And I just happened to be off on Thursdays.
Right.
And, you know, I had no friends. So I would go.
So you hung out at work.
So I'd go listen to it. And it was, I mean, like, I couldn't name you. I could name you Alison Krauss.
Mm.
And I think everybody can do that.
Sure.
Other than that, I'm like, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And that Rocky Top is the most overplayed bluegrass song there is.
Yeah. Well, especially here.
Anyways.
Yeah, there's cool stuff out there, though. Yeah, that's interesting. The other thing I wanted to ask you about was cooking, because mm-hmm. I posted on Facebook yesterday about what kind of staples people keep in their kitchen that are not just the usual. Like somebody posted on there, and this is no fault to whoever this was, I can't remember, but they put like butter and, you know, just things that you would
I think those are normal staples.
Yeah. Like, but I saw somebody put like sesame oil, which we do keep, and mm-hmm. I use, you know, here and there, but I don't know what I'm doing with it. I like the taste of it.
Mine is always champagne vinegar.
Okay.
Okay. Because with two other things that are always in your house, uh-huh. you can make a sauce called a gastrique.
Ooh.
Sounds really fancy.
It sounds like farts.
It sounds amazingly fancy. And you can even say, ooh, I made you a blueberry gastrique to go with your pork.
Ooh.
Which sounds, again, very fancy. Not. It is, but what it is, it's all it is equal parts sugar, vinegar, fruit.
Okay.
And you reduce it and you make a syrup out of it. So it's like, it's almost like a simple syrup, like a light caramel.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's got that bite of acid in it.
Right.
so it heightens all the other flavors.
Whoa.
Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah. So, but
that was free, by the way.
Makes it sound really simple.
Yeah. But
ours, let's see, what do we always have?
I did make a simple syrup recently that was with brown sugar.
Yeah.
Or it might have been like sugar in the raw and it was darker and it turned into more of a caramel kind of thing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Was it good?
It was great. Mixed it with drinks.
Yeah. Now, I have made food that is horrible also, but
I doubt it. I feel like horrible food I would be like, this is good. This is great.
So, well, if you don't take risks, like I test stuff all the time. That's garbage.
Sure.
Like, I'm like, let's see if that tastes good together. I mean, I like tried Fritos and like chocolate the other day together just to see what it was like.
I bet a fudge dipped
Frito would be that good. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't great, but it wasn't that bad.
Do you like the salty sweet thing?
Yeah, that's
I
why.
Do too. Yeah.
So we always have this stuff and Ashley calls it Paul's pasta.
Okay.
It's Eli Ongolio. I might be saying that completely wrong.
Sure.
But it's
canon now.
But it's parsley, garlic, spaghetti, olive oil, and then we add red pepper flake and some other stuff like that.
Yeah.
But you basically slice garlic, you put it in olive oil, you bring it to a simmer, and like you toast the garlic while you're cooking like pasta.
Uh-huh.
And then you drain the pasta and then throw it in there. By the way, did you notice how I drain the pasta? You know that colander, so you've got the pasta cooker and the colander.
Uh-huh.
All right, so you always drain it. If you need to stop the cooking, go ahead and stop it, but leave your pasta water there.
Yeah.
So that you can warm the pasta back up before you throw it in to a dish.
Oh,
because
man.
Pasta is porous.
Yeah.
Right? And when you cook it, the pores open up, and what it does is it soaks sauce into the pasta.
Right.
So, yeah, if you're just throwing it in cold, then it... Anyways,
not doing any favors.
Sorry, not going that direction.
Yeah, I'll tell you a story here in a second.
Please, because I just thought of my bad cooking stories.
Yeah,
This
is a bad cooking story.
But then you only cook the pasta halfway, and then you put it in the pan and you warm it up, and then you just pour a little more water in it, and that starchiness thickens the sauce, and you finish it with a little butter, and it's just and Parmesan cheese, and it's great. Like, it's so simple, so easy. Like, it's just great.
I'm just glad we're recording this because when I go back and edit through it, I'm going to, like, make notes on all that. Because here's what I did last night. What
did you do last night?
Olive oil in a pan.
Yeah.
Did the garlic thing that you just talked about.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of toasted it up, sautéed.
Yeah.
What's the difference there, by the way?
Sauté is high heat, a little fat.
Okay. This was
lots of
medium,
fat.
This was medium heat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, it was in butter. Sorry. It was not in olive oil. It was just in butter. That's high fat. High fat, low heat. High fat, medium heat. What's that?
More like poaching. I don't even know. I can't even think of the term right now.
Okay, listen.
But I know what you're saying.
I poached some garlic last night.
You butter poached.
Butter poached.
You just had some butter poached garlic.
Yeah. And then I had fresh basil left over from a quiche Lorraine that I made that was really good. And I kind of sprinkled that in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a jar of sauce from Trader Joe's.
I love Trader Joe's.
That I poured on top of all that at the end. So,
with pasta?
And then pasta. But here's what I did with the pasta. Cooked it the appropriate amount. It was, is it farfalle? Farfalle.
Al dente. Oh, you cooked farfalle?
Yeah.
So bow tie.
Is that how you pronounce it in
farfalle?
Italian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or if you worked at another Italian, Italian restaurant that used to be in town, and a lady complained about her Bounty pasta.
Bounty?
She's like, my Bounty pasta, and I was like, ma'am, are you talking about bow tie?
I don't know if Bounty is more fun or farfel, because I love saying farfel. My farfel goes west.
Farfalle.
Yeah. So I cooked it. I left a little water in there with it and didn't drain all of it out. But then it still got dry, like at the top of the pasta still got dry.
Mm.
And then with the sauce. So
yeah,
it tasted okay, but
always
it was weird.
Always, take a coffee cup and get
a
little
separate.
So you get a little bit of water from your pasta and it's got that flour in it and it'll thicken your sauce.
Yeah.
So
put it all in there together.
I mean, I can talk about cooking tips
all
day long.
I learned so much. Okay.
And My bad cooking story is that I didn't know how to preheat an oven as a child.
Fun.
So I would turn the oven on for frozen pizza
and put it in there. Just put it in there.
Sometimes with the cardboard.
Yeah, I've done the cardboard. Yeah. Caught on
and
fire.
And I'm like, why does it not work? Like, what's wrong? And my dad's like, did you preheat it? What's that?
Like, did I what?
Dad just thought you put it in.
Broil it. Just broil it.
No, I made a pork tenderloin with pureed mashed potatoes, or pureed potatoes, not mashed potatoes. Pureed and mashed don't go together. Pureed potatoes and then like grilled asparagus with a plum and caramelized onion chutney. Sounds great, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what I did to this chutney, but it was not great.
Didn't preheat the oven for the chutney.
I I was cooking it for a lady friend.
Who you I'm do still have the Valentine's cup today.
Who I'm still really good friends with, and she laughs about this all the time. Mm-hmm. And she comes to the truck, she laughs about it all the time. But we had dated long enough that she felt comfortable enough going and taking a poop in my house. Like, we understand this, right?
Like, noises and all, like...
I don't know. I think she went to another bathroom. Oh, I don't know. I was in my own little world.
Yeah.
But we were going to eat at the coffee table. And then... But I was like, oh, this is nasty. Throw it to the back of the stove, because that's what I do.
Yeah.
Like, I just throw it to the back of the stove. Okay. And, you know, went ahead and... And then I made... Like, I went and did something else, and she made her plate. I'm really weird about that. I'm always the last person to make a plate.
Okay.
So... She made her plate and whatever, and I got to the table, and she's like, why didn't you get any of that plum stuff you were making? And I was like, oh, it was nasty. Like, it was bad. And she was like, I swallowed a quarter of a cup of that garbage for you because of how much I like you. And I was like, oh, you don't have to do that. If it's bad, it's bad. Like,
right.
Don't just eat it because you think it's going to make me feel good.
Yeah.
I knew it was bad. I don't know what I did. Also, I added baking soda to something in a cast iron skillet because a recipe called for it, and it was like a tomato sauce.
Yeah.
And it did this weird thing where it turned it like chocolate brown.
Weird.
It was, and, you know, having a degree in chemistry, I should probably know why, but we watched Jeopardy the other night, and it was a chemistry thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't get one answer. Like, I was like, protons.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Oh, what was I going to say? Yeah, baking soda. Mm-hmm. I've done one recipe for chocolate chip cookies that called for baking soda, and they were delicious.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Soda spreads, powder rises.
Yeah, so it kind of made them the shorter, but still a good balance of chewy and soft.
So my question for you.
Yes.
It's observations I've made over the last couple of years.
Love it. Of me?
No,
ooh,
just of society in general. So first of all, we have to go on there are only two genders. Like, that's the first thing we have to hit. And I'm not saying anything gets non-binary or whatever, or if you think there are more than two genders or whatever. We're talking about males and females
for the sake
of this discussion.
Just male and female. Okay.
Things that women can do that men cannot.
Okay. Yeah.
And it all started when my wife went to go watch Landon play soccer.
Okay.
And it was cold outside.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, he was practicing, so I decided to sit in the van and watch him play soccer through a pair of binoculars. And at that moment, I went, totally normal for you to do.
Is
like,
it?
No, it's not normal. But,
I don't know if that's normal for anyone to do.
But in society in general, it would not be frowned upon if somebody's mother was watching a group of 8-year-old boys play soccer.
Okay.
However,
yes, I'm with you now.
If I am in a van watching 8-year-old boys play a game of soccer through a set of binoculars, I'm having a discussion with law enforcement at the end of this whole
thing.
Sure. Because I'm calling that in.
Like, you're having to provide evidence of who you're related to.
Absolutely. 100%. Especially when he's your stepkid and you have different last names.
There you go. Yeah.
I'm third on an emergency contact list.
There's an afternoon.
That's actually from a comedy special that I listened to. He's like, and the guy was like, if they call me, something's really gone wrong.
This is really bad.
This is really bad.
Who like, was that? I know that.
I don't know, but he's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's so funny. Anyways.
Yeah. I got you to scratch your beard last episode, didn't I? I was just doing it and I heard it and I was like, can't keep that. Can't keep that in the audio.
Oh, I didn't know if I did or not. I know I rubbed it against this thing.
What? Yes, that's what it was. You rubbed it. What are things that men can do that women can't? Or did you think in that direction at all?
No, I didn't think in that direction at all. Because it's gone further than this. Like, there are lots of them that I have.
Yeah, what's further than?
Like, we don't share each other's clothes.
Yeah. We share this sweatshirt.
You ever had a discussion about your underwear with another guy?
Yes, but it was very brief. Hey.
So my wife was talking about support.
I'm boxers, by the way.
That's great.
Actually, boxer briefs.
I don't care.
Just to be clear. Now we're having it.
But no, she was like, I posted this thing about a bra I bought because it was the best one and blah, blah, blah. And we were talking about it. And I was like, you know what would happen to me if I called up somebody and was like, let me talk to you about the support of this new underwear I got.
Now I want to try it.
Also, I totally get why there are underwear stores for women and not for men. And I found this out when I went underwear shopping for my daughter who had grown and needed new pairs of underwear because she was standing in Walmart going, which ones do I want? And I'm like, what do you mean? Which ones do you want? You go, that's my size. And you grab a pack and you throw it in and then you wear them for 22 years and then talk to kids about how you have underwear older than them later. And then you go on about your life.
Sure.
Which regularly, now that I'm not single and married, I notice things get thrown away at our house.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Things, my clothes just disappear.
Huh.
It may not be true, and I may be doing something, but I wholeheartedly believe that when I lose things, it's other people's fault.
Oh, I see. I've thrown away a lot of my own clothes. That's definitely happened. Go through a lot of socks having two Australian Shepherd puppies. They love socks.
Funny you say socks.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago was the first time I had worn a pair of socks that I had washed.
Yeah.
In, not that I'm wearing dirty socks.
To be clear.
Since Christmas.
Okay.
Because if I ever become extremely wealthy, all I really want is to not ever drive again.
Yeah.
And I never want to wear a pair of used socks. It's really all.
Even used by you?
Yeah, no. I want to wear them once
and then
take them off and be done.
Chuck them?
No, I mean, I'd give them to.
Or yeah.
Yeah, I'd donate them.
Wash them. Give them away.
So for Christmas this year, I don't know. I was trying to do the thing where I say the same thing over. So you go in and
that's
edit
perfect.
It.
That was it. Yeah. That was great.
We decided to do a certain dollar amount.
Yeah.
Now it was my idea, even though I had no idea what to buy her.
Right.
Because normally for Christmas, we just don't buy each other anything.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, and I'll tell you why in a second.
Yeah.
But I was like, let's do this dollar amount. And she's like, great, I got it. And I'm like, oh, no.
Really? No, already?
No. Like, she just went and bought me that amount of money in socks.
Oh.
And put it in a giant box and gave it to me. She's like, it's exactly what you want.
Right.
And she was right. Yeah. I mean, 100% right. I was like, this is good.
So did you do it with those socks, like warm ones?
Yeah.
Wash, giveaway?
No, I did not give them away.
Okay.
She wouldn't let me do that but I did figure out it will only cost, because I'm not talking like high-end socks. I'm talking like packs of Hanes.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's $360 for the whole year.
Okay.
To not ever wear used socks. Which is not, when in the grand scheme
it's
of a whole
insane.
Year, it's not that much.
Yeah.
Yeah. It ends up being like $30. Because if you get the pack of 15 off Amazon, it's like $15.
Okay.
So it's basically a dollar per pair.
Right.
So at the end of the day.
Dollar per day of a year.
Yeah.
But then you've got to think, I only buy socks from TJ Maxx or Ross or whatever kind of store like that. And I spent exactly $15 on socks last year. So that's kind of a big gap.
Yeah, a little bit.
But, you know, if you're picking, like, we had that discussion a few weeks ago.
If it finds you joy.
If it finds you joy, pick those three things. If it's socks and it's only $360 a year,
do it. Go on.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be weird to have a line item in our budget for socks. We do have a line item for Chick-fil-A in our budget.
That's great. That's a smart move.
Like, seriously, we're like, yeah. This is how much money we're spending at Chick-fil-A this
yeah.
year.
Yeah.
Or this month, and that's it.
Right. I like that discussion, though, of like, what would you do if you had that kind of disposable income? Because for me, it would be maid service. Like, once a week, somebody comes in and just cleans everything, cleans the dog's room and their crates. And
And then funny was because when you go into investigating how much it is.
How much is it?
It's usually not that much.
Really?
I think it's I think I'm gonna start this week. Once a month.
Yeah.
I think it's $100.
That is not bad at all.
No. And now one time a month. It's going to cost $100.
Yeah.
But your house is tidy.
Yeah.
If you paid somebody $100 to come in for a couple of hours and just detail everything.
Ooh, like deep clean.
Once a month. It's not bad.
Yeah. My wheels are turning right now.
Yeah. Also, you could totally claim credit for whatever. I go that route.
It's all I'm taxes. Like, yeah.
But the reason we normally don't buy each other Christmas presents. Mm-hmm. Is our anniversary is on the 17th of December.
Okay.
Christmas, 25th.
Right.
My birthday is January 3rd, and her birthday is January 12th. Mm-hmm. So they're all four just boom. So what we normally do is get each other annual passes.
Oh, cool.
And just one big present for each other.
Right.
And then we sit around and drink coffee and do nothing on Christmas morning, which I personally love. And I'm not telling anybody how to raise their kids or parenting advice or anything like
right,
that.
Right.
But our kids get four things and that's it.
Yeah.
Something they want, something they need, something to read, something to wear. And that's it.
Man. So structured.
They get four things.
In a good way. Yeah.
You get four things and you go. And because we're a blended household, we don't actually do kid exchanges on Christmas Day.
Okay.
So they all happen on Christmas Eve. So
you're going to get a lot of flack for that.
Why?
Because it's a polarizing topic.
It might be a polarizing topic.
From
and
my experience.
This is what works best for us.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not telling anybody what to do.
Right. I'm saying they're probably going to tell you what to do.
That sounds great. I don't care.
You'll love it.
But what we have chosen to do is go, all right, if we have them the first part of the holiday, mm-hmm. we celebrate Christmas on the 23rd.
Okay.
So they have the whole day.
Yeah.
That we get the Christmas Eve experience on the 22nd. Because Christmas, if you make it about the day, you take away from the meaning of it.
Sure.
So, and then on Christmas Eve, we exchange. And then the other parent
gets to have. Do you need more coffee, by the way?
Yes.
I'll do the more coffee.
Gets to have Christmas Eve, you know, and do all their Christmas Eve stuff. And then Christmas Day. And then for the kids, more importantly, they don't get jerked around on that day. So they're not made to feel like, oh, I have to, you know, then they start running around and doing all these other things and whatever. Also, I'm very, very crazy in this way of I don't leave my house on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you want to see me, you know where I'm at.
Hmm.
I love you. Wholeheartedly,
yeah,
you're my person, you're my people, and then we do that. But on Christmas, we did start this thing this year, which I think is going to be a like that.
Get a good audio thing.
Yeah, I think is going to become a tradition. Is that we Ashley makes these amazing cinnamon rolls. They're so great. Are they
wait from scratch?
From scratch, cinnamon rolls.
How are they compared to the Pillsbury from the canister.
Ashley would tell you to get the Aunt Annie's ones.
Okay.
Because those are the closest to from scratch ones. Yeah,
okay. I've never tried those.
She's also weird about if she's going to ingest calories to make it worth it.
Okay.
So like she's like, if I'm going to eat something bad, it better be good.
Yeah.
I, on the other hand, however, I have lost 12 pounds this last month.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Very much. My Dunflap is going down.
Where does Dunflap come from?
I don't know, but it's something my friends and I said a long time ago,
nice,
and now I
nice.
Have one. Do you know what a Dunflap is? My belly Dunflapped over my belt.
Incredible.
Dad jokes.
There are just so many inappropriate terms that I've heard for such things that I was wondering how inappropriate that one was.
I also call it my front butt.
Front butt.
Yeah, because right here under my belly button, it looks like a couple of cheeks.
That definitely means other things too.
So anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
So we started on the 23rd or Christmas Eve, whichever day that we have available. Mm-hmm. We started going around and dropping off pans of cinnamon rolls to people.
Gotcha.
Just randomly. Like, I think we dropped one off to a lady I'd never met before in my life.
Yeah.
Like, hey, here's 7 cinnamon rolls.
Right.
Because one batch makes 7 pans of them.
Oh, good Lord. How many actual cinnamon rolls is that? Like 12? 12 to a...
No, there's 6 in each. So
they're huge?
Yeah, they're this big.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, they're so great. That's also a recipe that I'm very bad at.
Really?
Yeah, because they were right and they proofed and they did everything. And then I put them in the oven and baked them and pulled them out and they were liquid.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know why.
Huh.
It's happened twice.
Yeah.
So it's something I'm doing.
Is it a baking thing? Like, are you more comfortable like stovetop rather than...
Well, so they're pastry chefs and then they're chefs.
Right.
You know, and I think they work in two different worlds.
Yeah.
I think chefs are more artistic and pastry chefs, even though, yes, artistic, are more scientific because pastries are exact measurements and everything like that. Yeah. Where I'm like, let's toss a little of this. You know.
What a take.
Oof. No. So back to the kid thing.
Yes.
So the kids don't get pulled away to go do other things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was actually something I suggested very early on, because in our crazy world of co-parenting,
mm-hmm.
I'm the only one from a divorced household.
Gotcha.
As the child. And you wake up Christmas morning and you open presents with your mom or your dad, whoever, as a divorced child or a kid of a divorced family.
Right.
Which there's so many now. And then at 10:30, your other parent comes in right after you've just started getting into whatever has been given to you out of love and whatever.
True.
And they're like, let's go. And you get jerked away from the moment of joy that you're having.
From the experience. Hmm.
And who are you really doing that for as a parent? Is this really about the kid at this moment? I don't think so.
Is it like checking a box kind of thing?
I think it's more about you and more about whatever. So what we did is we separated the days.
Yeah.
And the reason we do it on a couple of days earlier, and I don't know when the other parents do it. I'm very much your house, your business, none of my business.
Sure.
Like I want to make sure you're okay.
Right.
Like, are the kids safe? Are they good?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
I trust you enough to raise them without me micromanaging your house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or micromanaging parenting. And you do it on, so we do it on the 23rd, so that way we can have all day.
Right.
And then on the 24th, inevitably, I think our exchange time is at like 10 p.m., something crazy. Okay.
Yeah.
We're like, at like 4:30 in the afternoon, we're like, hey, you want to come get them? like, you know, because people do celebrate things on Christmas Eve and all that. And, you know, and it's one of those things where we just have taken the stress out of the holiday. Mm-hmm. I know this is March and we're talking about holiday.
Right.
But
that's still pretty fresh in my mind though.
Yeah. Like Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday outside of Christmas. Yeah. I love Christmas because of what it means. If the meaning wasn't there, Thanksgiving would be my favorite holiday.
For like what actually happens on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, because it's food, family, fun. Yeah. Like there's never any pressure. Like, you're not buying anything for anybody.
Yeah, true. A lot of expectation with Christmas.
Now, we did something different this year on Thanksgiving, though.
Yeah.
We found out that it was only 2 or 3 people, or really 2 families, of all the families that come together doing all the work and cooking and then doing all the cleaning and things like that. And because people were so bogged down with what they have to do,
mm-hmm.
because of expectations from other. Like, I know somebody that went to 5 different Thanksgivings on Thanksgiving Day.
Ooh, that's a lot.
And I'm like, nah.
I mean, unless you're just looking to, like, have a tasting day, that makes sense to me, but.
Yeah, but.
No. Talk about jerked around. Jeez.
Yeah, well, and then when you start involving kids with it, when you start involving, honestly, just as a married couple, like, mm-hmm. this is exhausting.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff to do.
So But we found out that we were cooking everything. Mm-hmm. And then people were coming over for the amount of time they could.
Right.
And then bolting. And then we were cleaning up everything.
Yeah.
So we're spending 4, 5, 6, 7 hours for people to be there for 45 minutes.
Right.
So
and they're not contributing, right? I don't know if that bothers you. That would bother me. And I would want them to like bring something.
Bother me though. That's really no.
Oh, we're so different.
Well, because I care more about you being there than what you bring.
Yeah. What does that say about me?
Nothing. Because we're all different.
Sure, sure.
Because maybe that's just more valuable to you.
Principles.
Well, it's more of I think that's not about somebody bringing you something. I think it's about appreciation.
Sure.
Like you feel appreciated.
Yeah, yeah.
When somebody brings you something.
Right, right. Love languages.
Love language.
Yeah.
And if you know that about the other person, then even if they tell you don't, you still do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if I ever came to your house for dinner, I would always bring a bottle of wine.
Sure.
I think you drink.
What do you do tonight? I'm just kidding. I do
but
drink.
No, but like, hey, here's a bottle of wine. Mm-hmm. Whether you like it or not, you appreciate what I brought.
Yeah. And the fact that you brought something.
And the fact that I brought something.
Yeah.
If you came to my house, I don't care what you bring.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah.
Mainly because I'm cooking. I have everything already done.
Yeah.
And that's also my crazy OCD. I already have everything prepped out and know exactly what my mise en place is and all that. Mise en place right. means in its place, by the way. So.
Mise en place.
Mise en place. Mise en place.
It's a new mantra.
Also, you can say. Anyways.
Farfel. So.
Pappardelle un con popette.
I can say that, but not right now.
It's a beautiful language for pasta with meatballs. So we took the unusual step
mm-hmm.
of going out to dinner on Thanksgiving.
Nice.
We went to the Denny's.
You're going to get flagged for that too because of like being patrons of a place that chooses to be open on Thanksgiving.
From the restaurant world.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me.
And I am from the restaurant world.
And I don't care, by the way.
So I worked at places where we were open on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Right.
I worked at one place that said, that's just part of your job.
Mm-hmm.
I worked at another place that said, we're going to pay you double time
cool.
for being there on these holidays.
Pretty cool.
Right. But at the same time, I understand what it is.
Right.
I take a different approach to it. I take the approach of this server that's working, because where we went was Denny's.
Right.
Is someone that is working that day because they have to.
Yeah. Or
either because they've told either management's told them, or honestly, because of a financial situation mm-hmm. that we don't know anything about.
Right.
So let's take what we were going to spend on Thanksgiving, which, by the way, is less money to go out to eat.
Yeah.
If you're looking at it from a financial standpoint.
Right.
And let's bless this person.
Yeah.
So we always tip in excess of $200.
Dang. For Denny's.
Tip.
Nice.
In excess.
Right.
Not food and everything. Tip in excess of $200. And that's just from our part of the family that goes.
Right. Right.
So my mother-in-law is doing the same thing. My mom's doing the same thing. Like everybody that comes is tipping between $50 and $100, $200.
Yeah.
And you've got four families all together. Now, we're a giant pain in the rear.
Crazy day. Right, right.
But you're going to make $800
yeah.
off just us. And then you're able to go, all right, I can either pay a bill or I can buy Christmas presents or,
yeah, really.
Or whatever the blessing is.
Especially if you do it at Thanksgiving and then Christmas is like a month away.
Yeah, but cool. I mean, Ashley and I go, when we don't have the kids on Christmas,
right?
We go to Denny's on Christmas Day.
Too. Yeah.
We love Denny's.
Yeah.
Have you ever been?
I have been. And my mom worked there. That was like one of her first jobs.
It's
so it's
so good.
It's like a special place in our heart.
It's so good. Their burgers
but you know what's
are
better?
Legit.
What? Their burgers, you said? I've never had burgers. See, I've done breakfast there.
Burgers are so good.
And I do breakfast for the most part at those kinds of places.
Mm.
But you know what's better than Denny's?
What?
It's Waffle House.
I love the Waho.
Yeah.
Love the Waho. Although my other favorite 3 a.m. place has now closed.
What was that?
They've all closed all the ones in Knoxville and they filed for bankruptcy.
IHOP?
The Crystal.
Crystal?
Is closed. I've never eaten there. In the right state of mind.
Sure, sure. I have once, and it was less good than the other times.
I don't know what it would taste like.
Oh, yeah. Not great. What kind of tastes the way it smelled that time. And I was like, I'm not a big fan of that.
My dad would go eat the chili on purpose.
Oof.
I'm like.
See, that's what I had too. Like chili fries, 3 to 7 crystals. I can't remember how many. Who's counting? You know.
Their corn pups taste a little different.
Do they?
Yeah, I think they're great. I think they're better than normal corn dogs.
Is there something going on there?
I saw a meme. I love memes. That somebody referred to a corn dog as a meat Twinkie.
Oh my gosh.
Now I can't think of it any other way. Speaking of corn dogs, the person that owns one of the best fair foods, like Tennessee Valley Fair, and they are at the Tennessee Valley Fair and they have a local restaurant. She's a teacher at our kid's school.
Oh, awesome.
And I'm like, what do we have to do to exchange for some corn dogs?
Yeah, I was like, what's the deal here?
Because I don't want to go to the fair.
No, me neither.
I just, you know.
A lot of stuff going on there. It's just a lot.
There's a lot of coronavirus there.
Yeah. If it's anywhere, it's going to be at the fair. That's where it's going to spread.
What do you think about the theory of washing your hands versus not washing your hands?
Oh, man.
Because I thoroughly believe that hand washing has made us more susceptible to diseases.
I'm going to be honest with you. And I...
The excess of hand washing.
I do feel a little bad saying this, but I don't wash my hands that much. I do when I'm cooking or in the kitchen, and that's the only time.
I do work more than anything.
Yeah.
And then I wash them when I come outside into the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Other than that, I just don't pee on my hands.
Yeah, and we can cut this or not, but I don't always have to use my hands. I can kind of position my body.
So you're the guy that pees on toilet seats in restaurants. I got it.
No, okay. No, I have impeccable aim.
By the way, how does that happen?
I don't know.
Who are these people? Sorry, I'm going to...
People.
I'm going to make a big list of grievances.
Yeah, we need to do that and read the list like we're a Methodist church every episode.
I don't understand.
No offense
that.
To Methodists, no, by the way.
I also don't understand that joke.
Okay. Methodists...
Someone that wasn't raised in the church.
Okay.
There are things that are said in church a lot that I look at Ashley and I'm like... And she's like, I'll explain after.
Yeah.
She's like, we're not going to sing the third verse.
Nope.
And everybody starts laughing. And I look at Ashley and I'm like, what are they talking about? And she's like, I'll tell you have no idea. Like,
well, I grew up Baptist, like 20 years in the Baptist church. So my Methodist experience has been since that and kind of comparing it to that. But in the Methodist churches that I've been in, there's a list that everyone gets, and it's like the prayer requests for the entire congregation.
Oh.
And the pastor generally reads through all of them as a part of it.
Is it a short list?
It is not a short list ever. But then the actual sermons, the preaching is only like 20 minutes, which for me is perfect.
I got actually, so...
35 is too long. Come on, people.
I pray a lot.
What do you like, hearing yourself talk?
I
know you do.
I love to hear myself. I love to hear what I think. I have no inner monologue.
Man, we've got to talk about that next time because it's always there for me. And yours is more...
I say what it's on my mind.
External. Yeah.
I get flack for praying the way I do at meals specifically.
Really?
Yes.
You don't say daddy, do you?
No. But I have a theory that the dinner table is not the place to get right with Jesus.
No, I don't think so either.
No, it is legitimately...
awkward time.
Either to the king or... thank you for this food. Please bless it for our bodies. Amen. Like, that's it. There are no other... That's it.
And you get flack for that?
I get flack.
Interesting.
From my family that was raised in the church, not me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, again, past 10.
Sure.
I was raised like the Birdcage. So.
God, that's a great movie.
I'm the kid in the room.
Oh, my gosh.
But I don't. But other times, like I think I'm really good.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, I didn't need your approval. But thanks.
Yeah.
It goes back to my general theory of life.
Yeah.
I genuinely want you to like me. And if you don't, I don't care.
I think so I care
big,
a little bit.
Big least of grievances.
Yeah.
Number one.
Uh-huh.
How do people pee that much on a toilet seat in a restaurant? I've never gotten it. Or are, any public restroom. Like, what are they doing at home is what I really think. Like,
are they drunk, though? Like, are they
at are Sam's? They
just, hey, you day drink whatever gets you through a Sam's shopping trip. I hate shopping at Sam's.
The only time to go is between 9 and 10 o'clock in the
yeah,
morning.
Yeah, there you go. We're in a sweet spot right now. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know.
But, I mean, like,
it's the same people that don't flush and leave toilet paper in there. And
are you just not flushing at home? Like, are you afraid of the toilet? Like, the what is that thing called?
The flusher?
I almost called it a wand, and I know that's not the answer.
That's funny because I've bought that piece and replaced it at a job I used to have, and I could not tell you what it's called.
But no, seriously, that is it. People that are, and most of mine are obviously restaurants because that's where I spend most of my time. Like, or just in general, people that are rude to people for no reason.
Yeah.
What'd they do?
See, I always have a reason.
I do too. Like marking yourself safe.
Yeah, if you're in Knoxville, probably safe.
145 miles away. I just need that to be very, very clear. 145 miles away.
Yeah.
Now,
the tornado didn't come here.
If anybody follows me on Instagram or Facebook or any of that, you understand what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But so if one of your family members has a genuine concern
mm-hmm.
and sends you a text message, hey, were you affected by something that's in the state you live in? By the way, which is quicker to get to, I think it's fast. You can get to Orlando, Florida
mm-hmm.
faster than you can Memphis, Tennessee.
Really?
I think it's, maybe not.
I don't know.
Maybe it's
I think
hours.
Memphis is a little closer.
Okay, Valdosta, Georgia.
There you go.
Yeah. Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yes.
Washington, D.C. I mean, like, I can name a lot of places.
Right.
Because Tennessee's really long.
Yeah.
But if, you know, if Aunt Esther, who doesn't know how to use Google, calls you because you know she's not texting.
Yeah.
And says, were you affected by this? First of all, she should know by the sound of your voice.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Yeah.
And the fact that you picked up and...
Also, hey, Aunt Esther, that's in Nashville, which is a little far away.
Yeah.
Also, if Aunt Esther is calling... And the only reason I use Esther is because I don't want to say Carol or Karen. By the way, every Karen I've actually met in real life, is the most wonderful person I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
But it's because... This person who you're like, I'm marking myself safe because they aren't good with computers. They don't have Facebook.
Yeah.
Right?
Probably.
They can go into their attic and find the map if they need to. Right?
No, but, they have a world atlas just spread out on the table.
No, I have a globe.
For their next trip out of the house.
But no, but I mean, so that's like my big list of grievances right yeah. there.
There you go. That should end every episode. List of grievances. It's kind of the opposite of what I think the Methodist Church thing is.
The Methodist Church lists
prayer requests.
All the prayer requests. For the entire church?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure anyone can submit. I don't know what the submission process is, so we'll check back in next week, and I'll see if I can find out.
Sounds great.
I don't know. I've played at a Methodist church just a handful of times since leaving my old job, and that's just what goes on there. So, love the 20-minute messages, though. Cannot stress enough how everyone should keep it to
20 minutes?
Yeah, 20-minute sermon.
And you're done?
Yeah, and it's great. They're well thought out.
Have you seen the guy that talks about the difference between black church and white church?
Uh-uh.
He's a white guy that's married to a black lady?
No.
He was like, Black Trick kills me. He's like, I used to have my afternoons free.
Oh, yeah.
He was like,
Sunday
he was like,
shot.
He was like, White Church, you're in there. He was like, three songs, zip it. We'll be at IHOP eating our breakfast. Right. We should talk about stereotypes next week.
Let's do it.
All right,
cool. We got some good ones. Okay.
Bye.
Signing off.